Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner is Andy Baskin. We have been the fortunate recipients of wisdom from Chelsea Janes of the Washington Post in the past, and it's always great to have Chelsea with us. She's with us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Chelsea. How are you?
Hey, Chels.
I'm doing great, and I'm honored to be associated with the word wisdom, so off to a great start.
There it is. A new story by you came out, 2 days ago. MLB season 2 months old. Here's what we've learned so far. I don't like your first two things, Chelsea. The Yankees are still the best team in the AL is your first nugget, and then you write about that, followed by, and this one I really don't like, the Tigers are very, very good. And the reason I don't like those two things is because I think you're absolutely right on the money. Top two teams in the American League. Chelsea, you with us?
Yes, I lost you for a second.
I'm sorry.
I lost the question only.
It's okay. Story of my life. I lose them every day.
Wow. Yeah. That's harsh. You said the Yankees are the best team in the American League. Tigers are very, very good. They're clearly the top two teams in the American League, are they not?
I think so, but I think it's fragile. You know, I think the National League is a lot sturdier at the top. I don't, you know, the Tigers have been really good for, it's still only been a few months now, and they'll probably continue to be good. And the Yankees are good, but, like, they're a few pitching injuries away from not being as good. And they had one, Luke Weaver going to the IL this week. So it's fragile, but I do think that as the American League Central goes, the Tigers have suddenly sort of changed it a little bit.
I look at them and I wonder, I think what you just said, you know, hit home. Are they going to be able to sustain this? Are they going to be able to be that? And then, you know, we keep looking at the Guardians, and every time I want to sink my teeth into them, I fall off. They're like a total roller coaster team. Just look and you'll be like, win, 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 loss, loss, loss. Win, 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 loss, loss, loss. They're just, sometimes they're a difficult team to follow, but we love them, so we don't have any choice here.
Yeah. They're confusing. I mean, from an outsider's perspective, I don't know how they're winning, you know, they're not doing anything great, but they're doing enough. So it's kind of interesting, but you'd rather that because you'll assume that various other things will improve as they go, but they're kind of puzzling.
The one thing about them, Chelsea, I thought the same thing last year, and yet last year they seemed to be able to sustain success and didn't seem as up and down as they are this year. From a talent standpoint, you move on from Josh Naylor, you move on from Andrés Giménez. And though you're getting solid play at first base from Santana and Manzardo, and you're filling in at second, it just doesn't feel like they have the same kind of oomph that they had last year when we were wondering where they were going to get the oomph. Is that fair? And do you think that can suddenly appear for this team? Or is this what we're looking at for the season?
I think there's some room to grow. You know, I mean, I think with Jimenez particularly and Naylor, you know, those are experienced guys. I mean, they'd worked through full major league seasons. They'd kind of ridden those ups and downs. And some of the guys that they're relying on now, yeah, they've played before, but like Manzardo hasn't been a full-time player for a full year before. And, you know, the guys they've got in the middle infield haven't been relied upon quite the same way, you know, that they were when Jimenez was there. So, you know, I think there's room to grow. It's just a question of like how fast that happens. And I think the fact that they're hanging in there is good. They tend to make people better. You know, it feels like they pull up guys and they figure out how to be, you know, good contributors, or the Guardians figure out how to use them, right? So I would think that there's some extra there. I just don't know if it's enough extra, you know, to kind of supplement Ramirez and Kwan and really put you in the same position you were last year. But I think, again, like a lot of people probably wondered that last year and they were absolutely fine. So it's they're just kind of an enigma.
Chelsea, I want to encourage people to read your story in the Washington Post, all of your stories in the Washington Post. But, you know, you had a story the other day about we're 2 months in. What have we learned? What have we learned about Major League Baseball?
You know, I think pertinent to Cleveland, like the AL is pretty wide open. You know, the Yankees are good. They're still built with more depth. But that league is weird. So I think that's one thing. I think the other thing is that we're still going to see this season kind of altered by injuries. So, you know, getting Shane Bieber back for the Guardians, for example, is a big win because like other people in their division are going to lose pitchers. Like it's just an absolute fact. So like what you're looking at now might not be anything close to what you're looking at late in the season. And, you know, outside of that, I'm kind of still interested to see what's happening at the deadline. You know, I think there are teams that right now look like they should be sellers that could play their way back into it, and vice versa. And so everything feels very much in flux right now, even in the Central, where the Tigers look pretty confident. But, you know, I think there's a lot of flux right now in the AL.
Chelsea Janes joining us. She's the national baseball writer for the Washington Post. I think it's interesting. Last year, the Guardians had the number one pick in the draft, and they took Travis Bezzana, a second baseman, middle infielder, when we know they have a lot of middle infield prospects and some good ones. And they did not take one of the power hitters out there. Charlie Condon was one guy that, you know, I thought he could be really good. He's struggling right now in high A ball with Colorado. It's not been good for him. But Nick Kurtz already called up out of that draft. Jack Caglione already called up by Kansas City, just called up. Is it, and everybody develops at a different rate. Chelsea in college ball today maybe prepares guys more so. Do you find it interesting that two guys are already up less than a year after they were drafted? Or is that not something to be surprised about?
You know, it's hard to say. I think, you know, I spent a lot of time around the Washington Nationals, and Dylan Cruz, who was the second overall pick a couple of years ago, had to watch Paul Skenes and Wyatt Langford come up. And I don't necessarily think Wyatt Langford or some of the other guys that debuted before Cruz are going to be better than Cruz, but they are right now. And that does add pressure. Like, I think that adds pressure to guys who are still trying to prove themselves. So for Bezzana, like, I think that's probably on the radar, right? Like those two guys are there, and you know the Royals in particular have what looks like a, you know, kind of a future star on their hands. But that does not mean that the people that the other guys drafted are not the right fit for those organizations. But you know, I think it matters. Like I think there are, you know, everyone knows all that. So the pressure grows as it takes longer and longer, and guys from that draft class debut, and you know, there's plenty of time, and you know, I know Bezzana is injured right now, but it's, you know, it's just, it's interesting. I think it plays out in a lot of places. And I think these young guys really do know, like, okay, that guy behind me debuted and that pressure mounts.
Travis is out with the injury right now, the oblique injury. Had you heard anything about him from scouts and contacts around Major League Baseball as to how he was doing in his first two partial seasons so far and what kind of a path he was on?
The only thing I heard, and like much of it is filtered kind of through the Nats Orioles lens where I spend a lot of time, is like, you know, the profile is pretty sturdy, right? Like he's going to make contact. He's, you know, he's got some power. He's not going to like absolutely blow you away. He's not Jack Caglione, you know, and I think that's kind of nothing about that has changed. You know, the numbers aren't blowing you away in the minors, but I don't think anyone was particularly worried about it. But again, doubt starts to creep when you see other guys get there first. And that was something else that I kind of heard is like, okay, he's, you know, they had a chance to take someone who's already in the big leagues. Like, is this guy less than they thought? You know, probably not. He's probably going to be fine. But, you know, I don't think anything about the profile has changed in these 2 years other than that he's not there and other guys are.
Just, we were having some big picture baseball conversations yesterday, and primarily because the Guardians are playing the Yankees. And, you know, it used to, we don't know if it's a rivalry or not. Yes, the Yankees have been a brick wall to the Guardians as far as advancing in the playoffs the last couple of years. But it's not what it was, I think, when we were younger. And we were just kind of kicking it around, like, since the advent of Interleague and how Interleague has kind of changed, and then they've changed it again because of scheduling. Does Interleague really, I know we're never going back, but does it really work, and does it help the game become more than just a regional game?
I think it does. I think maybe more than Interleague, the balanced schedule does that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think getting, you know, everyone hates to hear it, but, you know, these New York LA matchups, I think, matter. You know, I think the numbers were pretty crazy from the Yankees Dodgers series this weekend in terms of viewership. So yeah. I think it does help, but I do think it dilutes some of the divisional stuff. You know, like, I don't know, I think eventually, and maybe already, you know better, but like the Guardians-Tigers matchup could be really fun over the next few years, but they're not playing, you know, they're not determining each other's seasons the way they used to when they're playing, you know, 20 plus times in division, like, you know, those old Red Sox-Yankees days. So it kind of is a double-edged sword, but I think broadly, it's part of a plan to make the game more national, and if that's what you want, I think it's working, but it's definitely changed the dynamic a little bit, especially with the regional rivalry.
Do we need bigger superstars in the game? Like, to take it out of just, and maybe it's just because they play so many games that it's tough to get out of the regionality of it. Is there a way to make it, I guess, I don't want to say more like the NFL, but to have more superstars and to make it more of a national game than it is a regional game?
You know, I think one of the ways to do it is to keep doing what they have started to do and put all the teams that nobody likes to see on Sunday Night Baseball every week. It's Sunday Night Baseball every week, right? Like, mm-hmm. There's a reason it's the Yankees and Dodgers and Mets and all these guys, because it draws. It just does. And it sets up these mashups that, you know, with the stars that are there. But, you know, in talking to people, I think one of the reasons the NFL is able to be national and for example, have a game between Buffalo and Kansas City be a huge viewership thing. I mean, that's like unthinkable in baseball, right? Like, who's watching Cincinnati, Pittsburgh? But in the NFL, it's there is because they share money, right? They share national TV revenue differently. Everyone's kind of on an equal footing. You know, there's that salary cap thing, you know, that no one wants to talk about in baseball. And it evens the playing field. And so, you know, the regional part of it, where you only kind of care about the team that you watch every day and aren't really paying attention to other stuff, it's easier for the casual fan who's not that engaged to kind of look and think that every team is credible, I think, right? Like, the games start to be more interesting when, you know, you're not watching the Dodgers and the Pirates. You're watching, you know, a team with $400 million payroll and a team with, like, whatever their payroll is. You're watching two competitive teams every night. And I think that is MLB's goal, is to find a way to sort of level that playing field. I don't know how easy it's going to be to do given how the players feel about that, but, you know, they've got to kind of rethink their national TV deals, I think, and they're going to in a couple years. They've got to try to get more for their product. And then when they have the chance to do those showcase games, I think they just keep pumping in, you know, the big market teams until, you know, there's a reason to kind of put everybody else there, which would require, I think, a big shift in how, you know, the whole economics of the game works.
Chelsea Janes joining us, national writer for the Washington Post, national baseball writer. You just touched on something that I've been befuddled by for years. It works so well in the NFL, Chelsea. How can Major League Baseball owners, where the disparity in payrolls can just be astronomical, how can they not see that and think it's for the good of the game? And ultimately, we'll all make more money if we do a similar type of sharing of revenues.
You know, I think they know that. And I think one of the things that's really interesting about the labor negotiations that are going to come up after the 2026 season is that not only are the players going to disagree with the owners this time, like they do every year, but I think ownership's going to be really split, because I think, from what I've heard, there are a lot of people in ownership in the smaller markets who probably really want to push for a cap. probably really want to push for a more equal revenue sharing setup and are going to find the Dodgers and the Red Sox and the Yankees and others who have no incentive to do that, right? They don't have any reason to say, yeah, we'll give you our broadcast rights. We'll go all in on a whole MLB package because they're making billions. You know, they're not losing TV revenue like everybody else. They're doing great. And until they have a reason to get out of those deals and sort of include themselves in everybody else's revenue, like, I don't see how you change it. So, and they also don't have incentive to push for a cap, which would help with this in some ways. So I think the split between ownership is going to be fascinating because I think everyone knows the answer, right? The answer is, you know, put everyone in the same bucket, split the television revenue evenly, put in a cap so there's no disparity, and say go. But the obstacles to getting there are many and varied, and we'll probably end up with some kind of lockout or strike, not just because the players don't want it, but because the owners can't decide what they want either. So, like, everyone knows the answer, but I think it's going to be a painful process to sort of get MLB there. And I credit Rob Manfred because I think he's tried to push that as much as he possibly can, given that, you know, there are owners who simply have more money than everyone else and no incentive to budge.
It's interesting to me, and we're here in Cleveland where for decades – our team struggled, and then came the 1990s, and things became different, and they've been different for the most part ever since. We have a competitive team. But look around baseball now. The Rockies, as you've written about recently in the last couple of days, just horrendous, 11-50. But they're not alone. You know, Miami's not real good. The Athletics, not real good. The White Sox, certainly struggling right now. It seems that there are more teams struggling, and not just like, you know, trying to be good, but just bad teams than there were in the past. And at least it feels that way to me. And to me, that screams, fix this and fix it now.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's pretty egregious at this point. I mean, if you're going to break the record for losses in the season 1 year and have somebody maybe break it the next, you know, you're in a different realm than we've ever been in before. And I think part of that, you know, again, it goes back to the disparity is, I mean, the Rockies, you know, we all know that there are teams, and I think the Guardians are one of them, that can operate on a budget, that put a lot into having smart people in player development, make the most of guys before you have to pay them, and then just keep churning out good players. And that works to a point. But there hasn't been a small market team that's won the World Series since Royals, maybe a decade. And I think part of that is that they, you know, it's not just a payroll difference, right? There's just a resource difference. Like the number of people the Dodgers have game planning, working with hitters in their, you know, analytics for who they want to go out and get is just massive compared to like the Brewers who have like, I think it's like a one page, you know, on the website of like baseball operations. It's and they do a great job too. But, you know, at some point that difference really matters. And part of fixing the disparity, I think, is something I've heard that, you know, Rockies owner Dick Monfort, who's like kind of really involved with all this, has mentioned, which is like finding a way to even out spending on non-payroll stuff. And you know, at some point you got to let people with more money do what they want with it. But the disparities extend just beyond, right, like what owners are willing to pay for players. And some owners are bad faith actors, and no matter how much money you make them spend or give them, it won't matter. But I think by and large, like if you could kind of even out the revenue, you're going to have some of these organizations that are just backwards for lack of investment, you know, have money to invest. And at that point, then you can really look at them and say, okay, if you're not trying now, we're going to get rid of you. But I think right now you got to find a way to give everyone a fair shot.
Always great to have you with us, Chelsea. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Chelsea Janes, national writer, baseball for the Washington Post. And she joined us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Before we get to some rule change stuff,
mm-hmm.
We just had Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post, national baseball writer, and her last thought on salaries, structure, revenue sharing, everything that has made the NFL, among other things, the best, most popular sports league in our country.
Right.
And baseball hasn't embraced some of the basic principles when it comes to revenue sharing and everything else. It's why you could watch a Green Bay Packer against Jacksonville Jaguar game if those teams were winning and doing well,
mm-hmm.
with the same interest that you could watch a Los Angeles Rams New York Jets game.
Okay.
Whereas in Major League Baseball, if you're going to put Kansas City against Pittsburgh on national TV, that's not going to draw anything like the Yankees against the Dodgers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's never made any sense to me. I would think there are more owners who would favor something like that in baseball than there are who would oppose it. And I've always been surprised that it's never been pushed through. Does it surprise you at all?
No, because New York runs the thing. And I just think that...
You think so?
Yeah, if New York doesn't care...
New York as in Yankees, as Mets, or commissioner's office?
Well, I would have said historically the Yankees.
And Dodgers.
But more so now the Mets. I'm sorry, more so now both teams. That, you know, the Yankees, I thought, used to drive it. I just think they need a floor. It's not a ceiling. It's a floor. The question is, and
but
Dan,
I don't think you could do a floor without sharing revenues, do you?
Frank Sinatra told us that all long ago. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah. But do you think that they could? Like, what is more feasible? a ceiling or a floor. I think a floor is more feasible,
but
you're asking teams to not curtail how much money. Are you going to go back and tell the Dodgers they can't spend $337 million? You know, how do you go backwards? We're going to grandfather teams in,
but
you're suddenly going to put a, you know,
you can't throw a floor in and have teams perhaps lose money. That's where you've got to put some type of salary restriction in, and some type of revenue sharing.
Yeah, so maybe come halfway.
Bigger
on this
revenue
thing.
Sharing.
Well, I thought Chelsea was interesting when she said that the owners could be split in half on this thing, because you have successful teams that don't have big payrolls. But what would the floor be? Like right now, okay, so the Dodgers are, what did I just say, $337 million, and the bottom team, guess what? It's not your team. It's Miami. It's $66 million. And there's only, what, one, two, three, four, five teams that don't spend $100 million. Want to know who does spend $100 million? Your Guardians. Does that make you feel better? They're 25th. They're the first team out of the I don't spend $100 million. They spend $100 million. Everybody else is under. They're those Pittsburgh, Tampa, the Athletics, the White Sox, and Miami. It seems insane to me that the White Sox, how does Market 3 only have a payroll of $67 million, right?
You want me to be nice?
No. Well, I get it. I mean, I understand.
It's really easy to not spend money when you're not trying to win.
Right.
That's kind of your answer for it. I mean, the only person on our roster they're really paying is Luis Robert.
And they might be trading him.
And they're trying to trade him, yeah. Except he's just been dreadful. I mean, that's the thing with this is when you're tanking, I've always had a couple ideas.
Okay.
One of them is I think you came up with the idea of deferred money to help out the smaller market teams, and it's become more of a hindrance because the larger market teams are using it. And I partially wonder if ending deferred money might help some of this problem, if you want to call it a problem. I frankly still don't think it's a problem, but maybe ending deferred money. What do you guys think of that idea?
Jeff?
Bobby Bonilla, I'm chiming in for Bobby. I hate that idea.
Okay, now let's look at it from a fan base. And not from a guy who gets celebrated every single year for the fact that he gets a check.
God bless Bobby Bonilla's agent.
Explain to me why deferred money is bad.
So, and again, I don't believe in a lot of these things. Just a couple of thoughts, okay? Half-baked ideas.
Okay.
The deferred money part, because that's what the Dodgers are using. So, like the Shohei Ohtani contract, Shohei Ohtani, I think, is making all of like $1 million this year or something like that. And
right,
the majority
right.
of his deal is deferred. They've done the same thing with... I think Freddie Freeman, I think, might be the same way. I think Mookie Betts might be the same way. And so it makes it so these teams can get under the luxury tax and not get absolutely walloped the way that they would if they had all of them there in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So
we'll see where they go with that.
It's just, again, a half-baked idea. The other one is you're not going to get a cap without a floor. And you're not going to get a floor without a cap. And the owners are going to fight you tooth and nail to get to have any kind of a cap. And the players are going to fight you tooth and nail to get the floor. Like, that's just how this is going to go. It's going to be an argument until the end of time, until somebody has enough power to come in, slam the table, and say this is happening. Which, good luck.
Other thing I wanted to touch on here. And Dan and I talked about this the other day. We were walking around just kicking this around a little bit. Remember how... controversial some of the Rob Manfred ideas were when it came to changing the rules. And I have to give credit where credit is due. What we thought might be controversial and bad and hurt the game, most of them, I think, have actually worked. For instance, does anyone even notice a 3-batter minimum for relief pitchers?
Never. I don't know. The only time I see it is if I see a guy... struggle quickly and you're like, they can't pull them out that quick.
I don't mind the not changing pitchers after one batter. Thank you. It does beat up the game, and I haven't noticed anything bad. Additional roster spot. There's 26-man rosters now. Good. That's fine. Anything.
Yeah, that's good.
Remember,
good for the players.
Remember bigger bases?
Yeah.
They're in play. Does anyone ever notice?
The only time I ever notice is when you have a play where they say the defensive players block the front. That's the only time. And I don't have a problem with a catcher standing in front of home plate if somebody's trying to score. But I think it just seems weird sometimes where the catchers are completely out of the way and then they have to dive like Superman to try to tag somebody out.
Well, they're not James Harrison blocking people.
It's just it's an advantage to the runner, but so the catcher has to be a runner at some point. So.
How about restricting the shift in Major League Baseball? You know, when we used to have guys playing short right field at second base and the shortstop playing second base, and now you've got to stay on the appropriate side of second base. I don't think it doesn't seem bad at all. So I've got to give Rob Manfred credit. I don't think that some of the things that we thought were going to be awful for the game have really changed the game that much in any kind of a negative way. In fact, I think in a positive way. They've actually worked.
Yeah, and I barely look at the clock ever.
Yeah, the pitch clock, barely comes into play, and it keeps guys moving.
Yeah. The one thing I can't stand still is the extra runner in extra innings.
I'm not a fan.
That's the one thing I really just don't like. Just play the game right.
I've never liked that at any level.
I would be okay with it if you wanted to add 11th or 12th inning. If that's when you wanted to add the ghost runner, then okay. But at least try to finish the game the way you played it all the other nine innings.
I would agree with that. In fact, you and I had talked about that at the time. You know, play 2 innings of regular baseball, 3 mm-hmm. innings.
Yeah.
And if you get to the 13th or something like that, then go ahead and do something.
And
like
then
that.
When you get to the 15th, it's just home run derby.
Absolutely. Just put the ball on the tee and see who can hit it. You don't need pitchers.
How about if you had to lose an outfielder for every inning?
Okay. On that note, Chris
I love
Rose.
When you don't like my ideas.
Or the Savannah Bananas idea where then every ball is in play and if a fan catches a foul ball,
it's out.
Yeah.
There you go. In that case, you're giving every fan will walk into the stadium and there will be a glove on their seat.
You're darn right.
Chris Rose is a baseball guy. John Boy Media, Baseball Today, the Rose Rotation. Ask him some of these rule change things coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Much to the delight of the gentleman who joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he has Dugout Discussions. He's with John Boy Media. He's Mr. Chris Rose, NFL Network. Hello, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Chris.
Hi, guys. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun watching him. Obviously, Tennessee's ridiculous, but yeah. in the do or die game against Wake Forest, it was amazing because one of the kids that I coached when he was 6 or 7, he played with my youngest son in the same little league out here, and he ended up pitching against my alma mater. So I texted his parents. I was like, I cannot believe that Duncan is pitching against my school. It was crazy. It was really fun to watch.
Nice.
Who were you rooting for?
I was rooting for the kid.
You got to. Okay, I was glad you said that. All right.
Yeah, good man. Come on. Yeah. I coached him. And
he overcame and still went to Tennessee.
No, he went to Wake
Forest. To Wake, excuse me.
Yes.
Good for him.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he struggled a little bit against Tennessee as well, but he's a freshman. He throws 97. He's all right.
And you might need him for Dugout Discussion someday.
I told him. See? I told his parents, make sure that when it's time that he doesn't big league me.
That's See? Awesome. Hey, last segment, we were giving Rob Manfred credit. And we were giving him credit for this. He did some rule change ideas implemented by Major League Baseball that I think at the time a lot of us thought, man, how's that going to work? That might blah, 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 might not be a good idea. 3-batter minimum, bigger bases. I think people were wondering about how would that work? Restricting the shift, pitch clock, of course. And, you know, we're still not crazy about starting a guy on second base. And then, you know, umpire reviews, that they've all kind of worked, haven't they? In some way, shape, or form, you might not agree with all of them. We don't like the guy on second base. But I got to give him credit. I haven't seen major changes to the game that I love. And I give him credit for that. And in fact, any change might be even for the better because maybe it has expedited things a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with it. I think that I thought the limiting the shift was great. I really like that. I do like the pitch clock an awful lot. I am going to reserve judgment for maybe a decade until we see if and how much of an effect it has on the health of pitchers moving forward. I mean, I would think with zero knowledge that, you know, if you're asking guys to be able to throw that quickly, that it might have some impact on the body. I don't know. That's the only thing that worries me. But it has changed the tempo of the sport. It has made it much more enjoyable of when you're at a game, when you're just watching it on TV. It's quick. The pace is better. And I do like a lot of the rules that have been implemented. I'll be curious to see where the ABS system goes in. The reason we're not going to see it next year is because it's the players who said after the experiment with 2025, we're not yet comfortable having it in 2026. They experimented with it in spring training, obviously.
Because they trust the umpire more or because they just don't think the computer will get it right?
Yeah, I think they're a little bit worried on how the whole system will work. I haven't talked to enough guys about guys who didn't like it. I haven't run into those guys. I mean, I haven't made it a point yet. I do have to start talking to them as to why or why not they would be in favor of it. So I'll be able to answer that at another point.
Chris, would you be opposed to putting the ghost runner out there in like the 11th or 12th inning? That's what we think. Like, just play 2 more innings the way you're supposed to play the game and then maybe add a ghost runner.
Yeah, I understand that too. I mean, at the end of the day, it is the wear and tear I think they are trying to eliminate to some degree. I mean, you know, the bullpens just get run down, guys. They just do. I mean, and we're in June, and guys are dropping left and right, and it's really, really bad. And so do we really want to, you know, there were a bunch of games that ended last night in the 10th inning because of the extra runner. So I'm not against that. I'm just not.
I've always wondered about roster expansion a little bit more than 26 men. Obviously, they added one more, but if you can do that, Chris, and limit the bullpen, you probably don't need that moving forward.
Yeah, you know what that means?
Mm.
That means that each owner is going to pay an additional $1.5 million minimum, and that's not going to happen. So let's move on. We'll move on to the next topic.
Yes.
We know that ain't happening.
With that in mind, Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post, national baseball writer, was with us, and we touched on revenue sharing and the haves and the have-nots and a bunch of teams that are really having rough seasons this year. And I said, you know, we're in Cleveland. We were used to rough seasons back in the day, but our team has been able to overcome a lot of that despite financial situations. But she said when you're having one team set a new loss record and then the next year maybe another team setting a new loss record, it might be something that needs to be looked at. Do you see any major change anytime soon when it comes to how Major League Baseball teams divvy up their revenues in a more similar way to maybe to the NFL, which, of course, has thrived in such a situation?
Yeah, but they can't do that because, you know, a Packers, let's say a Packers-Bucks game, which isn't two of the largest media markets, could be on Sunday Night Football and be the biggest game of the week. But you can't put the Rays and Brewers on Sunday Night Baseball and have it get anything. You just can't. It's never going to happen.
Not now. And it's funny you say that because I said the same thing, except I said Packers and Jags.
it's the same point, right? I mean, we think alike. That's bad news for one of us.
That's really bad for one of us. Yeah.
No, it's bad
for
me.
Or maybe both of us.
Or me. Bad for both of us.
Or you.
Or
yeah.
Him, yeah.
So I don't know exactly what to tell you. It's just that I don't foresee that happening. I'll be very curious at the end of 2026 when this collective bargaining agreement is up. I fear, I've been told, hey, just calm down, take a deep breath. It'll all be okay. The game's too healthy, which it is. I mean, you know, the television numbers are up. The attendance has been good the last couple of years. I do like the rule changes that we just talked about at the beginning of this interview. Like, I think there's a lot of good in the sport. You can't compare it to the NFL. I mean, that's just utterly preposterous. The NFL is so far ahead of every other sport. It is lapping every other sport. And then college football is probably next. And then after that, everybody else has just kind of got to stay in their lane a little bit and not deal with comparisons and, well, that sport does it this way. It's just not going to work.
Chris, give me the latest on your thoughts on the Guardian. Shane Bieber could be here right around the corner. Tough game last night against the Yankees.
Yeah, the challenge for the Guardians is when they play really good teams, they have to play so many aspects of the game perfectly, meaning that when they do hit the ball, they've got to bust ass out of the box. And when they don't, and it costs themselves an out on the bases, that is significantly larger for the Cleveland Guardians than it is for the New York Yankees. And I think we all know what play I'm talking about from last night. You know, he does a great job hitting the ball. Arias does not bust it out of the gate. And then he decides to try for second, and he gets thrown out. So instead of first and third, it's one out. It's runner at third and two outs. And now you're asking a team that is run scoring deficient to get a clutch hit. And it doesn't happen. Like, to me, it's those little things. Like, he does such a great job putting together a good at bat, smoking one to right center, and then he doesn't bust it out of the gate. Like, that's something, to me, that's something where a teammate's got to say something. That can't come from a coaching staff. That's got to come from a teammate. Be like, bro, we need better. We need to be better in so many aspects. We can't have mental lapses on defense, which I saw in the beginning of the year. We've cut down on it better. We're just not good enough to be deficient in areas where we know that we can control things. Because the lineup stinks. It just does. And the starting pitching is so-so at best for now.
the gentleman you were talking about, and Chris Rose joining us, by the way, Gabe Arias has dropped his batting average every month so far this season. So even though he had the great start, okay, he's sliding a little bit. Brian Rocchio seems to be finding his swing in Columbus a little bit, doing okay. When one guy warms up, Nolan Jones, a little bit, Arias is not warming up. If this team can get a couple of guys hot at the same time, Chris, maybe this offense changes. But as you just said, man, you're looking at Jose, you're looking at Stephen Kwan, and then you're keeping your fingers crossed. How right. can they change that without changing big trades, personnel, somebody unbelievably ready to come up from the minors? I just don't know if it's possible with this group of guys.
It can't. I mean, it's just you're dealing with the guys that you have here. I mean, I actually on Baseball Today, we talked about the San Francisco Giants, who for 16 straight games have not scored more than 4 runs. Wow. 16 straight, and they're a team that does spend money. They spent $182 million on Willy Adames to come in, and he's been horrible. You know, Jung-Hoo Lee, they spent 9 figures on him to go play center field. So it happens with teams that even do spend money. We don't. You know, we gave Jose his contract, and everybody else is on their rookie deal. In our everyday lineup, everybody else is on their rookie deal or on a one-year contract. We talked about that last week, guys. It's just, if that's the way you're going to build your roster, then these are the pains you have to go through. And some guys will make it. You know, we're hoping that Manzardo will do it. Nolan Jones, over the last several weeks, has been much better. His at-bats have been excellent, in my opinion. And you just hope that at some point, like, those loud outs carry over the wall. You know, I mean, it feels like that guy should have at least 10 homers by now, but he just doesn't. You know, I'm checking out what C.J. Kafis does every day in the minors. I'm thinking to myself, well, is he going to be our starting first baseman next year? You know, like, that's what my life has been relegated to. I watch the Guardians. I root with all of my might, but I know that we're deficient. And it doesn't mean they can't make the playoffs. They can, because the American League is not great, but they're going to have to wow us for like a 6-week stretch offensively that would surprise us.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
Thanks,
your Chris. Time.
You got it, boys. Take care.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.